Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get
together. Okay, so a little earlier I was saying that I want to put a smile on your dial, Damien Lee.
That's what you said, yeah.
Yeah, we're a little bit upset about the fact that we don't have Friday off. And I thought, you know what, there's one way to do that. And that is to make you a happy little Vegemite.
A Vegemite?
Yes. So yesterday we had a discussion around the iconic Australian condiment. And here's what you said about Vegemite.
Vegemite?
Vegemite!
I hate it. I'm not a fan. And I really don't know what they... Maybe you just have to be Aussie. Like, such a distinctive sort of, you know...
Flavour.
Oh, it's horrible. Like, it's really horrible. The disgusting underbelly of Vegemite.
I've been blocked up. Have some Vegemite. It'll clear you out.
I think I may have even used the term veggie shite.
I think he did. I did pull that out yesterday.
I think I might have said that too.
And look, the thing is, like, you're saying you hate Vegemite, and you've been here for nearly 20 years, and you're like, I don't like Vegemite. I don't like it. But, you know, I was helping you out. I even asked the Illawarra to help out too and tell Damien different ways he could potentially use Vegemite.
Jay, put it on the top side, put that in the pan, and then put it on the other side with salt and pepper.
Tara at Barrack Heights.
I use it on a baked chook. Get your Vegemite and lace it all over your chicken.
Ruining a good chicken.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, look, I feel like you took those suggestions on board. Not.
I didn't. No. Because I'm not convinced. I mean, look, it's a weird thing, Vegemite. It has a horrible taste. And it's a lot of salt.
And I know that no matter what people said, you would just go, oh, yep, cool. Never going to do it myself.
What's it made out of anyway? It's vegetables. So it's made from vegetables, yeah?
Yeast.
I've never known. There's a lot of yeast in there.
And a lot of yeast.
And a lot of salt. Yeah. But right. I thought, you know what?
Pinch of salt.
You're not going to go home and try any of this. So I thought I would bring Vegemite to you.
Oh, did you? Oh.
So, Damien,
If I walk to the mountain, you'll bring the mountain
right.
to me.
Okay. I really want to, as part of your rite of passage to become an Australian, yeah, you might have got your citizenship, but I really feel like until you consume Vegemite and enjoy it, you're not an Australian. So we need to start with the top.
Oh, wow, okay.
So we've got a T-shirt here that says Happy Little Vegemite.
Well, okay, that's very cool.
So I feel
okay.
like you've got to get in the zone. All right, so put that T-shirt on.
Put this T-shirt on. Okay,
the shirt
on.
Thanks to the lovely Corinne from That Label Place. Whenever she gets a text from me, she's like, oh, no, what does Jay want me to do in the space of 2 hours?
Sure, right. That's great.
It's a good little shirt. It's got a little Vegemite jar.
All right, so you've got the Happy Little Vegemite shirt.
Put the shirt on, and I think just to kick things off, because you were talking about wanting to build muscle and you want to look a bit like Ryan Reynolds,
I do.
You want to bulk like up a bit, here's a Vegemite protein shake. This is just to start things off, okay? Just have a little taste.
Oh, is this for real?
This is for real. I just drink it.
Have you tried this?
No, I haven't. I just followed the recipe.
Oh, it stinks.
Just give it a drink.
Because you can get, smoothies now that are like salted caramel.
Yeah,
so
that's
this
right.
This will be close, right?
There's nothing smooth about this smoothie, I can tell you.
I got this from a bona fide website and people love it. It got 4.5 out of 5 stars.
Yeah, from
people. I have not tasted it, though. So.
All right, okay, I'll try it. Okay, here we go. You ready? One, two, three.
The other hatch. What do you think?
It's the aftertaste.
That yeasty aftertaste.
I won't lie to you. I mean, I could drink it, but I wouldn't enjoy it at all.
All right, no, that was just, okay.
That's a step.
Try that.
All right,
so you tell me what you think.
You're not convinced.
Oh, no, the aftertaste is just there. It lingers, doesn't it?
It's yummy. Well,
it is quite yeasty. Oh, it is like drinking brewer's yeast.
It is.
Oh, yeah, that's really yeasty. Oh.
Okay, I'm glad. Okay,
right.
So you agree with me.
That's right.
That's a bit harsh.
And look, that was sight unseen. That was untested. But I'm going to do a Vegemite. I thought I might do a little Vegemite degustation.
Oh, wow.
And actually give you some dishes that have Vegemite in them and see if we can convert you.
Oh, jeez.
I've been cooking up a storm.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so I'm going to go to the kitchen now and come back with some delights, hopefully better than that shake.
Can you bring something to clear out my throat?
How many have you whipped up?
Well, I've got 3.
Oh.
We're doing a degustation. I'm going to do an entree, a main, and dessert.
All right. And you've set up a beautiful little dining table and everything. Look, Vegemite degustation.
The Illawarra wakes up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
A very special degustation is about to unfold.
It certainly is. Welcome to the Vegemite restaurant, Damien Lee.
Well, thank you very much. Okay, so this is a vegestation.
It's a vegestation.
All right.
So well, I'm going to try and get you to like something Vegemite related.
All right.
Before 7 o'clock.
You've created a lovely scene here. You've got a lovely table here with a little plant. And
yeah,
a...
that I flogged out of Mama Jude's garden. She's not here, so she won't ever know.
It looks very nice.
We've got the big jar of Vegemite for you to take home after the meal. That's your little doggy bag.
Yeah, all right.
So we're going to kick things off as an entree. We've got here a chicken drumstick.
Okay.
With a Vegemite glaze.
Well, this is a hefty drumstick.
It's a big drumstick.
Are you sure this is from a chicken?
It was a big chicken. That's how they make them in Jamboree.
Wow, this is like an ostrich leg.
That chicken was in a good paddock.
All right. So, you've kind of gone a bit crazy in the Vegemite, haven't you?
Well, it's not just Vegemite in the glaze. There's more to the glaze than just Vegemite. There's some olive oil.
It's quite hot.
There's some honey. There's some garlic.
All right. I'm going to have to use my... this is scandalous, but I'm going to go...
You're going to use your knife and fork.
Knife and fork into the...
Might have got a bit heavy-handed with the microwave. Yeah, turn the fork up the other way and then knife up the other way.
I can't cut the chicken. All right, here we go. All right, I've got an decision. It's happened.
There we go.
All right, here we go.
This is why we don't take Damien to a fine dining restaurant.
Okay, here we go.
There we go. All right.
You ready?
Yeah.
Everybody...
Go on, give it a taste. Give it a taste. Tell us what you think.
All right.
Vegemite? Is Vegemite glaze?
No, I'm not like it.
Really?
I'm not like it.
Really?
No.
Oh, my husband Milko, he tried one last night and he really enjoyed it. Don't regurgitate into that linen napkin. You need a bin.
It's
not bad.
I don't
know. Oh, wow.
If you've just joined us, go to 96.5 Wave FM on Facebook.
We are posting. Sorry, Jane. I didn't really like it.
It's all right. It's a Vegemite degustation.
You can eat it.
Yeah.
Let me.
All right, there we go. So that's kind of like part one. Part one of three of the degustation.
You know what it was? It was... You cooked it really well. It looked really impressive.
Yeah, it looked good.
It's just a taste.
Of Vegemite. Okay, well, this is a vegetarian dish. We've got some tofu and beans with cashew and a bit of a Vegemite glaze.
What the hell?
It's a vegetarian dish. Come on, you would get this at any good
I hate to break your heart, but on top of Vegemite, I also don't eat tofu.
Oh, my God.
So what are all these other things?
There's beans and cashews. Just eat a cashew nut with some rice. Then. You don't like tofu?
I don't eat tofu, yeah.
Oh, that's a cashew. God.
All right, not bad in this one. Not bad, okay.
It's the tofu, which is the main ingredient of the dish.
Because that's got all this stuff on it.
Try a bean.
Do you want me to eat a tofu?
Yeah, no, you don't have. Okay, give it a go.
Yeah. I don't like it. But
well, just you might like this one after I've marinated it. Okay, he's about to regurgitate that. All right, yeah. Metal course.
All right.
Yuck.
Facebook Live, the place to check this out if you've just joined us. The Vegemite degustation.
Final course. Now, this is a Vegemite icy pole.
Wow. Oh. This is just a criminal event. You don't put Vegemite in an icy pole.
It's like a
chocolate powder pop with a Vegemite infusion, so you can't get more Australian than that. What do you reckon?
Just tastes like chocolate to me. I don't taste any Vegemite
really?
On this at all.
There's Vegemite in there.
There's not.
There is. 3 tablespoons, in fact.
Whoa.
Yeah. Is it not too bad? Yeah.
There's a trick or something.
No, there's no trick.
Is this legit?
It's legit. My kids are eating the rest when I get home.
Well, clearly, the only way I'm ever going to eat Vegemite is if it's lathered in chocolate.
Chocolate, sugar, and cream.
That's what we've learned here today.
Yeah, that's what we've
learned.
The only
time Vegemite tastes nice is when you just put loads of sugar on it. All right,
Jane. It's not there.
Out of a score out of 10, I'm going to have to give you... 0 for the chicken drumstick. All right, so that's
the one I thought would win you over because you love a chicken drumstick.
That was a 0. And then I'm going to give you 5 points for your tofu thing.
Yeah.
And then a good on 9 points for the
ice cream. Okay. So did it work? Are you a happy little Vegemite?
Only if I get ice cream
and chocolate.
And that's it. That's all that's going to get me across the line.
All right. You can check out the Digger Station on the 96.5 Wave FM Facebook page.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Damien and Jade's Topic Train.
Topic Train, where we look at a few stories that are making headlines this morning. All headlines this morning are about yesterday's funeral for the Queen. Something like that. They're still kind of crunching the numbers from around the globe, but it's estimated to be well in excess of $4 billion. billion people tuned in. But some of these headlines that are doing the rounds this morning, guys, I want to get your thoughts on these. Blatant humiliation. Royal family's epic Prince Harry mistake exposed.
Oh, what happened?
Oh, there's something about, grudges and pettiness and, there's one. I'll give you another one here for you. Harry embarrassed in front of billions.
Yeah.
King Charles led his family and hundreds of servicemen in giving Her Majesty one final salute, but some royals didn't join in.
Okay,
these stories, can I have a vent?
Yeah,
vent away.
Keep your powder dry. Oh, there's a couple of others here. I want to go.
We
should get you across these headlines as well. Now, these are headlines in print media and online this morning. Fans accuse Harry of disrespectful act. A video of Harry appearing not to sing the lyrics of the British national anthem has sparked fierce debate.
Oh, my God.
And I'll give you one more before you guys...
You might not know the words. That's fair.
Destroyed me.
I didn't know the words.
Lonely corgis break mourners. Royal watchers upset at having to see the corgis. taking part last night.
The poor dogs.
But look, last night was amazing. We discussed it earlier. It was just a phenomenal service. The precision that everything unfolded, the choir, incredible. But what's your thoughts on what's happening this morning with some of these headlines?
I can't stand it. I got to say, because I was watching the funeral last night and I was watching news articles at the same time, and I've seen these news articles popping up, and it occurred to me that there are some idiots sitting down watching the funeral, just whose job it is to find these moments and make some outrageous headline for people to click on. Because what I was watching was a funeral.
Yeah.
And I was watching people at a funeral, families at a funeral, everybody mourns differently, everybody responds to a funeral differently. Harry was just at a funeral. But if Harry bent over to pick up a piece of paper, it would have been a headline last night.
Oh, yeah, it would have
been. He outrageously picked up the piece of paper that fell on the ground.
Can't even be bothered to watch the funeral.
Yeah, it's just the media, those particular outlets have honed in that the star the thing they want to latch onto is Harry and Meghan, and that's it.
I know.
It's you'd swear that we're the only people at the funeral yesterday.
But look, even some of these have been disproved, right?
Oh, lots of it is rubbish. Yeah. I mean, that whole thing about him not being able to wear military gear and the saluting situation, that he's not a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
And he served in the army. He's a captain. Yeah. He was a captain in the army.
But he
knows the protocol.
Yeah.
It's not like someone came along and said, protocol's changed, Harry. He knows what...
Because he's not allowed to salute, is he? Isn't that the case?
There is protocol that when you're out of uniform all that sort of stuff. So he'd know all that. He's not standing there like... my dad took me aside and said, don't you dare do that.
It's hard to have a rule book, too, on how to act at a funeral when it's your grandmother.
Yeah, well, that's
exactly right. You're mourning, and people mourn in different ways. And even with the singing the song or not singing the song, he might be just having a moment of reflection, a moment of silence. He doesn't have to sing. I don't think it's a sign of disrespect. He clearly loved his grandmother, a great-grandmother, and they had a great relationship. No, it was his grandmother,
wasn't it?
And they even named their daughter Lilybeth after her.
Yeah.
And she was the little scallywag grandson, who she adored. So, give the guy a break.
I know.
Give the guy a break.
And that's for the corgis. Okay, maybe they are upset.
They probably are, but I'm pretty sure they're in a good paddock. They're not getting sent off to the pound anyway. I think they're going to be okay.
There'll be an extra dental bone in their bowl tonight, is what you say. Anyway, just stupid headlines around today after what was just a phenomenal service last night, watched by billions around the world.
Yeah. So,
I know.
That's our topic train this morning.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
15th of October, put it in your diaries, Illawarra, because Relay for Life is back, and it's the 21st birthday for Relay for Life. So it's a celebration of life, a celebration of survival, a celebration of our community as well, as we all get together and do a couple of laps for what is a fantastic cause.
It is an amazing cause. It creates awareness. It also raises a lot of money, for treatments and for helping prevent cancer, because so many people are affected by it.
That's right.
It's a terrible disease, and, whatever we can do to try and get shot of it, or at least fight it in some level. Yeah. We got to do it. So right. Wave FM, we're proud sponsors.
Yeah. We are.
Yeah. Looking forward to it. Yeah, and as you say, the change too from Beaton Park over to the Innovation Campus. That's that's a cool change. It's going to allow what more people to get involved and
it
take
is.
Part.
Yeah. And new scenery too, and
yeah, just something a little bit different.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm glad though that we're bringing over with us some of the old regulars.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Including the guy that's joining us right now, Macca. Good morning.
Good morning, Jade. How are you?
Doing well. Now, Macca, I remember seeing you many years ago at Beaton Park, and you were doing this was when Relay for Life were 24 hours, and Macca did the full 24 hours, didn't you?
Yeah, that's correct, Jade. I certainly did.
You're an absolute machine.
So you walked for 24 hours?
24 hours.
Yeah, that's correct, Damo. I walked for the 24 hours.
Wow, that is phenomenal.
That was 2018.
So 2018. So now you've done it a couple of times. You will be back this year. So what's your reason for getting involved with Relay for Life?
It extends back to about 2006, Damo, when I lost my mum. My mum had a small melanoma on her hand. And within 6 months of having that melanoma, I lost her. I got a call on Christmas Day. She was in a hospice in Sydney. And I got a call to come up to her. And as I arrived up there, she looked up at me and she said, "Your brother's calling me," and she passed away in my arms.
Oh, that's terrible, Macca.
I've been motivated ever since then, and I lost another good mate. I was one of the last to visit him at Westmead Hospital. I visited him on a Sunday, and he passed away about an hour after I walked out of his room. 61 years of age, so yeah, but it keeps me going. And as I say, I turn 65 3 days after this event, and I'll keep going as long as I can.
Well, good on you. It's all about creating that awareness, and I've heard from so many people as well that when you're involved, you create friendships and relationships with other people because of those shared experiences.
And I think that's so important because some people can feel so alone in the really dark days, and that kind of highlights too what Mac is saying about how many people are touched by cancer, whether you've gone through the journey yourself or you know somebody. And it'd be so great to get rid of this insidious disease.
Yeah. So come join us, come join Macca, and come for a bit of a walk, get involved. Relay for Life, October 15 at the Innovation Campus here in Wollongong. Get all the information you need at our website. Get a team organised, wavefm.com.au.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Jade's Celebrity Buzz.
Wayne Carey is reportedly set to part ways with Channel 7. Earlier this month, the 51-year-old was escorted out of Crown Perth Casino when a small bag containing a powdered substance fell out of his pocket.
Oh, was he baking something?
Well, look, he said it was crushed up anti-inflammatories. And he's got old football injuries and he needed to have that white powder in that little satchel in his pocket.
It happens.
It does happen. It happens. To some people, so, you know.
You got to crush up that anti-inflammatory. Yeah. So ibuprofen, like Nurofen.
Yeah, well, that's allegedly. Right. Yeah. Most people just take it in a gel cap or a... Yeah.
Some people can't swallow tablets.
Well, that's true. And obviously Wayne's got that issue, so, you know.
Anyway,
moving right along. Looks like the Channel 7's not swallowing that story. And he's set to part ways.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Post Malone. He was just at a concert recently, and I'm going to show you, Damien, a little bit of a video because I just want to get your natural reaction, okay? So he's performing his big hit Circles, okay? Yep. He's at St. Louis, and he's performing to the crowd, and the crowd are loving him.
Oh, yeah.
And he's touching everyone's hands, and he's singing. They're like, "Post Malone, I love you." Oh. Boom!
Oh, jeez, he had a full-on stack.
A trapdoor, like he walked over a trapdoor and it broke and he fell straight through it landed on the sides, like heavy on his rib cage. Ugh. Yeah, he's singing that song and it looked like that he broke some ribs. So he was lying there just grovelling for like 10 minutes before the medics went, "Oh, hang on a minute, it's not part of the set. Better go see if he's okay." God love him though, Post Malone. He went backstage for 15 minutes and then he came back out, did a shortened version of the rest of the show, and then went to hospital. Well, and so he's been treated for his injuries. He said it's no broken ribs, just bruised.
All right.
He's on some painkillers. Hopefully not the same anti-inflammatories that Wayne Carey was on, because
maybe they are.
I could get in trouble.
I don't know.
At the Queen's funeral yesterday, it was watched by millions, billions around the world. And along with the dignitaries, members of the royal family and heads of state at the Queen's funeral, there are also a couple of stars. Bear Grylls was there.
Wow. Oh, but he is ex-army, isn't he?
Well, the reason he was there is actually because he's chief scout. He was appointed chief scout back in 2009, and the Queen was the patron of the Scout Association, so he was there as the chief scout.
Yep.
And then another surprising face in the crowd was Sandra Oh. Remember her? Killing Eve most recently, but she's also in Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, yeah.
So she actually attended, but because she's the part of the Canadian delegation, she's actually the member of the Order of Canada. So she was representing Canada.
Well,
so neither of them were there because they're celebrities or anything like that. They were actually there because of the other roles that they play in life. And another actress was there too, but that's because she's married into the royal family. Oh. And that's Meghan Markle.
Oh, she was there too. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. I thought she'd be there.
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, some people, it was debatable. And, you know, her dad didn't get an invitation, which is a shame. I'm surprised he didn't, but anyway.
Okay. Controversial.
Yeah. There is your celebrity buzz.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. You make me lose my mind. Jade and Damien. Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.